You are listening to WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIU leaders went before an Illinois House committee earlier this month to talk about budget needs for the university. Those needs include roughly $750 million in repairs and upgrades that have been shelved because of the state's cash crunch. I talked with System President Randy Dunn about that and more for today's In Focus.
If you look just at the Carbondale campus, the lion's share of that is at Carbondale, about $750 million, $777 million. Every possible repair, renovation project, new construction idea, if you put all of those together on a list, it's about $750 million. And interesting, and Representative Phillips is a good one to talk to, and we engage in discussion. And I'm not sure he believed that number. And we had indicated to him that we would provide the master list for Carbondale, which we did, and the numbers there, and it is a tremendous drag on this campus, and it has a negative connotation, I know, but it's a huge negative aspect of this campus that's just not been addressed for years and years and years, and we've got to deal with an asset preservation program on Carbondale. And I know it's important to have new buildings and move forward, and we want to see a capital bill from the Illinois General Assembly, but at some point we've got to figure out a way to bring some money together to get some buildings down, to get some renovations done, and to start knocking down the most critical of these needs on that deferred maintenance list for Carbondale. Has to happen. It's been ignored for years.
We talked about when there was the potential for some new housing being built, a public-private partnership,
yes.
A P3.
Yes.
Is that possible for some of the demolition that you're talking about?
It, right now, the P3, as you know, Jennifer, is off the table because, like the bulk of the other state universities, these are the remnants. This is the residual from the budget crisis. We are not yet out of junk bond status as a system, nor are most of the other state universities. Until we can show a record of operating in the black, of getting our financial house in order, and a big part of that is Carbondale, where there's concern among the bond raters about enrollment. Until we can show that we're moving the needle on that, it's going to be hard for us to get up out of junk and investment grade. The financial advisors who we use have basically told us last summer, and it still holds, until we get out of junk bond status, which is why we don't want to have another budget impasse, by the way, at the state level, until we can get up out of that, it's really pointless to try to put deals together with third-party providers because they're just not going to sign on to that. Also, there's the issue of having too much housing stock right now in Carbondale. The price point on a P3 for campus is not going to be competitive with what the other housing stock in town can do. So we're in a pickle at the Carbondale campus on this front, that as we get out of the budget stuff and we can show a period of operations that are getting us to some stability, then we look at the bond raters to come back, maybe get us into investment grade. We start talking a little bit about it, how we might move forward.
Final question, and this is something that I hear a lot from people, and that is, why do we hear Eastern Illinois University enrollment is up? Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, is doing okay. They've had a couple of down semesters, but they're still maintaining. Other state universities are doing okay. What's going wrong in Carbondale?
In my view, we've taken the eye off enrollment work. A lot of the organizational bandwidth has been attached to looking at a reorganization proposal, a plan to move forward, and everybody agrees there has to be something to reframe or reorganize or reinvent, indeed, the university, because the model needs that to happen to draw students to the campus. But it has taken so much of the organizational oxygen, I think we've turned away to some degree from the enrollment work this is part of the ongoing fixed operations of every university campus from year to year. And I think we've gotten maybe somewhat too consumed with this work on inventing a new model, which has to happen. Everyone gets that it's pulled us away from other important things that you have to do when you're a university. I think the fact that we see some of those schools, particularly Eastern, that's been quite challenged, but they figured out a plan to move forward, pretty bold, and they're showing, and we'll see where their numbers are come fall, but they're showing the applications being up. They're getting the results of that. Carbondale needed to probably work on an enrollment surge, a really strong push, while this reorganization was taking place. And I think, you know, there are only so many people to get so many things done. And right now we're behind the eight ball. So I think as we look at what happens as we head into the summer and next fall, that's got to get put back front. It doesn't matter where reorganization goes, doesn't matter what plan's making its way or not making its way at that point. There has to be a laser-like focus doing what these other campuses are doing so that we don't have another year that's lost for enrollment purposes.
SIU President Randy Dunn. You can hear more at WSIUnews.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller.